Paraduma, the Domer Yikaron, like we said as far before. That's why they hold the Goyim will not live with the Paraduma. Therefore, you're allowed to buy a Paraduma for Goyim. Because we're not Chershid to live with the Paraduma because he doesn't want to ruin it. It's worth so much money. That maybe any other carbon, a regular animal, the Rabbanim would agree to Rabbi Elazar that with Chershid, the Goyim will be Revei, even their own animals. So it's all back to the Kasha. Who does the price before go like that you're allowed to buy animals for a carbon or for Goyim? Maybe these Rabbanim that argue in Rabbi Elazar only argue by Paraduma, but not by Shark Rabbanis. Someone says, but if so, if you hold the Tanah that we learned, Loika Mehem, Behem, the carbon money, who could it go like? If you want to say this Svar, who would they go like? Loi Rabbanim. So this alone should be a Svar to say that the Rabbanim argue not only by Paraduma, but by all animals. That the Rabbanim hold the Svar, were not Choshed, the Goyim will be Roveya, their own animals. The Yoid, and secondly, Tanya Behedya, we learn clearly, Tanya Behedya. My oisvelech avrul Rabbi Elazar. What was the question the Rabbanon asked back to Rabbi Elazar? The pasuk says in Yeshayo, Kol tzayin keder yikov tzuloch yalo lerot tzayin hamizbechi. So that you could bring kabbonis is not kan leplegila bechashosha. Avlecha devadi rov psula shemamina. That's different. Yeah. So it says what? Tzmar says v'yoid my v'etanya behedyo. And Rashi says, we see clearly, it says, Keder, Tzayin, Keder Yishmol, Ksiv, Yalom, Ezvichi Yalma, V'shar Kabonis Nami Shari, V'shar Petatzer, Rimid L'Yel. They have a proof clearly that the Rabbanan argue on Reb Leza, not only by Paraduma, but even by Shar Kabonis also. That the Rabbanan hold, Shar Kabonis, you're allowed to buy off the Goyim, an animal, you're allowed to buy an animal and use it for Korbin, because we're not afraid the Goyim will be Raveya, their own animals. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Chov Gimel on the base, a little bit on top, most like this, that Adkan, well, 4 or 5 lines down, Adkan loy pligi, elo bechashosha, the whole machlokes is between Reb Elazar and the Rabbonin, if you could buy your paraduma or for goy or not, is only a machlokes that came out now, whether it's a chashash, whether the goy was Raveya, lived with the par or not. But if we know for sure the goy lived with the animal, lived with the paraduma, then poslo, then it would be mashm, even according to the rabbonin, it would be also to use this paraduma. It's only machlekes that Reb Elazar says b'cheshish the goy lived with the paraduma, and the rabbonin said we're not afraid. But if we know for sure the goy lived with the paraduma, mashm, even according to the rabbonin, then it would be also. So Mar says, so Shmamina, we have a proof then that the Pora Kotchim is Bechi, that the Pora Dum is considered like Kotchim is Bech. Rashi says that means Din Kedushas Mizbech Yesh Lazim. The Yesh Lord has Kedushas Mizbech. Lifts of Ravid to become possible if you are Ravayarit. Well, in Yimfidiyah, who are then to be part of the Paraduma? The Loi Navko Lechoil Beloi Mum, that you cannot be part of the Paraduma unless there is a Mum, a blemish on it first. The Afagav, the Lavla Mizbech, Kor Korvo, even though we do not bring the Paraduma on the Mizbech. The Paraduma, the Shechit, is done by the Haramishcha, by the Harazesim. So you're telling me now that since there's a Psul Revia, it must be that it has Kedusha Saguf, that is called Kedusha Mizbech. Samura says, why? Because the E, Kotchir Bedi Chabayis, because if a Paraduma only has a Kedusha, like a regular, Kotchir Bedi Chabayis, that means something that owns, that Hegdish owns, Tama belongs to the Bedi Chabayis, like it's Avon, like the stones of the Bedi Chabayis. If so, if that's the Pshat, then Mimislo Bo Revia, does Revia Pasol, like why does Revia Pasol the Paraduma? So if it's Tam Kotchir Bedi Chabayis, there's no Psul if somebody lived with the animal. So, since you're telling me, according to both of them, Reb Elazar and the Rabbanan, there is a psul if a goy or anybody lived with the paraduma, that it must be the para has kedushat kotchim mizbech. That's machlekes, it's not so simple. So, Mora says, no, maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you, shani para dechatis kai rachmona, that paraduma is different. Rashi says, le'olam really could be kabi pedia. If you could be paid there, redeem the paraduma, made the hamod of arocha din kotchir b'dekabayis alei. It only has luck like regular kotchir b'dekabayis, that you do not have to wait until a mum, until a blemish comes on the animal. If so, why is the psul revia? So Rashi says, a mir linyim psulim, here, the Torah says that there would be a psul, techates kayirachmono, lemeinidachatesi, the Torah calls a paraduma like a chatis, meaning to say the psulim that apply to a korban would also apply to the paraduma. Samar says, if that's true, elamiyat, if so, tivso b'yotze doifen, there should also be a psul if the para, like, was not born properly, but came out like a cesarean, came out on the side. Rashi says, tivso b'yotze doifen, the apostle the shar kabonas, because other kabonas is such a psul, yotze doifen comes out through the side. Tetanya, we learned the Gemara in Bukharis with Darshan, shar roi kesef, prat le klayim, oyez prat le nidba, ki yivole, the apostle says when he gives birth, prat le yotze doifen, that a yotze doifen, the animal that comes out through the side, not the normal manner of birth, it's psul for a korban. So if so, how could, so if so, there should be a psul by paraduma, yotze doifen. The chitem, maybe you tell me so what? Hochinam, it's like a true that way. Gemara says, no, Allah matanya, how come we learned? Hegdisha b'yotze doifin psula. That if you makdish a pora that came out through the side to make it into a paraduma, and the Tanakama says it's psula. However, Rabbi Shimon makshir, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher, you could use it for a paraduma. So like, what's pshat Rabbi Shimon? How come Rabbi Shimon says you could use a paraduma that came out through the doifin for a korban? If you tell him in achatas kaya rachmona, there should be a psul as a korban, that yaitse doifin should be psul. So how could Rabbi Shimon say it's kosher? So Mar says, maybe you'll tell me Rabbi Shimon is different. That Rabbi Shimon, the time Rabbi Shimon goes according to his own time. The yom that Rabbi Shimon says yaitse doifin vlad malyu. Rabbi Shimon Shitaria, that a Yotze Doifin is called a good kid, it's called the Vlad Malia. And this halacha in Masechta Nida, like Rashi says, that Stam the Mishnah says the Yotze Doifin and Yoshimalei and Neitumavi Meitaira. Tanakama says that if a lady gives birth through a Caesarean, so she doesn't become Tummy. And she doesn't have to be Nechayev, she's not a Chayev Korban later. Rabbi Shimon says they know, Hareyu Ki Yalud. Rabbi Shimon Shitaria that Il Isha gives birth with a Caesarean, so she, it's like she gave birth normally. V'yeshlo tuma shiva, she's tummy for 7 days. La zochel shavayim, 2 weeks for nekeva. V'chein yimei toyev a korban. See, if so, maybe Rabbi Shimon goes to shitosa that he'll hold by all korbanos. Maybe a yotze doifin is kosher. A yotze doifin, just like he says, v'yilchas nida anisha is considered a regular yoledis. That she's chayav a korban and she's tummy, so maybe every behem also a yotze doifin is called like a normal birth. Samara says no. V'omer Reb Yechon said that Moedu Hoye Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon agrees linyan kodeshim by the parsha of kodeshim for karbonus sheinam kodesh. That Reb Shimon agrees that a yotze doifin has no kedusha. You can't use it for korban. It's possible a korban. So Rashi says the Gabi Tum of a Tyro, Ni Mayhudu Kamle Rabbi Shimon Mariba Kosev. It's only by Hilchas Nida, by the mother, there he has a Riba Kro that says, in the cave of Talid, Heist of Leida Cheris, the Rab is Yotze Doifin. But by Kochim, Rabbi Shimon also agrees that there's a psul of Yotze Doifin. Since so, how could Rabbi Shimon say here by a paraduma that a Yotze Doifin, if the para came out through the side, it's kosher to be a paraduma? You're telling me now a paraduma has looked like a chattis and it has all the psulim of a korban. Samar says, Ela Shani Paratoya, paraduma is different. Hoya Lomum Posubo, Devar Erebo Beavoidazor Nami Posubo. It could be that maybe a paraduma does not have a loch like a chattis to say all the psulim of carbonus apply to paraduma. Maybe no. That's why maybe Yotze Doifin is kosher according to Rabbi Shimon. But I'll tell you, Reveya though, if you live, you have znus with the animal, here it's possible. Why? So like Mor says, just like a mum is possible by a paraduma, so a devar erva, if somebody has znus, if a man lived with the paraduma, or else the avodah zarah, if you were neved, you worshipped it for avodah zarah, it'll also be possible. So Rashi says, "Lo havigas in el shani par hoyle mum possible by the erva, zochavim possible the chsiv ki moshchosum bom mum." And Mor says, the chsiv the pasuk says ki moshchosum behem mum. And with his pasha paraduma, and it says mashma is a psul of a mum. So Torah says clearly, if there's a blemish on the paraduma, you cannot use it. Says so, just like there's a regular mum, who adin a nevad or a raveya also is considered like a mum. The Mara says the Tana Devar Bishmuel. Devar Bishmuel taught us to learn like this: that komokem shnemer hashchosa. Wherever the pasuk says word of hashchosa, destruction, here also it says ki moshchosum hem mum. Ha'erva means nus, and avodah zarah is included. So Dvar Erva, how do we know what Dvar Erva is nus, or here by this paraduma, if a man was roveyerit? How do we know it's possible? The Sif the Pasuk says, Ki hishris kol bosar es darkei al oretz. Here the Pasuk says, Ki hishris kol bosar es darkei al oretz. And it was talking about there, about znus. So you see, lost of ashchos applies to znus. And the avodah zarah, by this, by the vera of avodah zarah, the Sif says, Pen tashchisun v'yasisun lechem pesel. So it's a loshna pantashkis, loshna vashkosa be avodah zarah. So that's the pshat, the reason why everybody agrees that a raveya makes the paraduma psul is because, just like a mum, if it has a blemish, the pasuk says, ki mashchosum behem mum, there's a psul mum be a paraduma, so the pasuk uses the loshna of mashchosum, any ashkos also passels. So if they're never, they worship the paraduma, or if they raveya live with it, that also makes this para psul to be a paraduma. He is most of the paranami, hoyo lo mum paisobo, since the mum passels, so therefore dvar erva v'yavos kachovim paslibo. Gufa, what we just say before, toni shela learned, my time with Reb Lezer, before shela wanted to explain, what's the reason according to Reb Lezer, that he says, a paraduma, it's possible if you buy it off a guy, the circus, the pasuk says, damro b'nei Yisrael, v'yiku, it says, damro b'nei Yisrael, v'yiku, so you're making a drosha b'nei Yisrael yiku, v'ein avi g'chavim yiku. Here again, so Kashrut is here, it says, the Shela learned, it says in the Pasuk, Dabro b'nei Yisrael yiku, so it makes the drosha b'nei Yisrael yiku, v'ein avi g'chavim yiku, that you can only buy the paradumu off a Jew, and not off a guy. Yiku here means you have to buy it off a Jew. So that's why Blessed holds, it's possible if you buy the paradumu off a Nakum. So Marius, is that true Elamiyat? If so, when the Pasuk says in Shmois, by the Dovus of the Mishkan, it says, Dabro b'nei Yisrael, v'yikuli truma, it says in the Parsha truma, v'yikuli truma, so it says b'nei Yisrael. So you want to tell me, Yochinam, here also, that b'nei Yisrael yikhu, v'yein avi g'chavim yikhu, that the Jew could only buy these matonas, the matonas for the Mishkan, could only be bought off another Jew and not off a guy, comes out all the things you need for the Mishkan, are you possible to buy from a guy? Is that true? Tichitem, if you want to tell me. Hochinam, it's like a true. I'll prove not like that. V'yomer Reb Yudah Mashmuel. Shol was Reb Loza, yes, Reb Loza Kashum. Ad Eichon Kivud Avin. Till how far does it go the Chiv to give respect to your parents? Rashi says, Kamoda Mitzuva, Lizoya B'Kivud Avin. How far does it go? The person has to have respect, to give cover, to give honor to his parents. And the answer was, Omal Hemsi answered back, Tzuru, come out and see, Marosa Oive Kechavim Echad. Go look at one guy where he acted to his father. Oive Kechavim Echad Liaviv, the Ashkelon, in place of Ashkelon, the Dima Ben Nisina Shemoi. This was his name, Dima Ben Nisina. And what happened here? Pamachas, once it happened, that Dikshum Imenu Avonim Liaviv. The Chomim came to ask him for the stones that he had, the precious stones he had for the Eifoid. They wanted to buy the Avnei Eifoid from this guy, Dima. And they wanted to spend money, Bishishim Rivuya Schar, that he would have made.